Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a NUC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.
Dave Schulman here on the Sports Tech Guys. Dave Schulman here, Sports Tech Guys. We're going to have a brief show. I'm going to try and get Rick on here today. And we just, reason why we're a little late on the show and reason why the show hasn't got started till a little late is because we're bringing something great to you guys coming real soon with respect to technology and sports and all of that jazz. And I'm going to get Rick on the show. We're going to talk more about it. And as soon as I can lock him in here, which obviously seems to be a little bit of a problem when we try to do it from the road here. So what's important is, number one, we're going to talk a little bit of sports and technology. We're going to talk a little bit about what we have coming up conference-wise in a short order. And then we're going to go from there. So first of all, some interesting things in the tech space that have gone on in the last couple of weekends. First of all, this Pokemon Go stuff is going through the roof, absolutely going through the roof. You can't believe the number of downloads. It's the number one downloaded thing on the App Store right now of all time. It may be the all-time largest download from a technology standpoint on the App Store. A couple of things. First of all, it's amazing that people are coming and going to Pokemon Go and playing it so religiously. It goes right to what we talked about from an augmented reality space where people are just literally lining up to become the next big thing in augmented reality. And what am I talking about with augmented reality? We've talked about it before several times. With augmented reality, we're trying to make sure that you're getting to see objects in space. And what Pokemon Go really does is it's a primitive form of that, allowing the technology to be seen on your phone. But once we get everything worked out from a technology standpoint, you'll actually see those objects in your actual real vision. Google Glass is the first part about it. Other things that are going on from a technology standpoint, the NFL – on the e-gaming side, which is pretty amazing, the NFL is now going to do some e-gaming with respect to Madden. You'll probably expect every single main sport to go ahead and discuss this e-gaming and have e-gaming players that they'll pay to represent their. And why is that powerful? You'll have people on the payroll that'll basically be advertising for those actual brands from a football standpoint. So the Dallas Cowboys will have their e-gamer that will be playing Madden for them. That will be the lead aggregator for them from a sponsor standpoint to getting people interacted and involved, not just on the e-gaming side, but the actual NFL game. E-gaming is exploding, and it's something that's going to get huge, and the NFL just released that they're going to be paying players. Another big thing that, from an announcement standpoint, that I wanted to make sure that we cover, Sports Tech Guys, coming very soon to you, will have its very first sports and technology show that'll be coming out. And then the group we had on last week, Troy Rudiger's Starters, you got to check this out if you're in the sports and technology space. Starters is really coming and capturing the actual market from a networking standpoint in the sports and technology space so people can begin to share and take over. Their focus is on the Snapchat medium, what's going on and featuring their different sports and technology. And they've got a whole plan. They've started, launched that. You can see them online. I want to cover a couple of things that I think are real interesting in technology. Going to be the world like from a football standpoint. I've been thinking about this a lot. Football, baseball, basketball. When you can get an overlay, and I know we had a guest on that talked about this, but you can get an overlay of your playbook as you come to the line. Is that going to be allowed in sports? Is that something that's going to actually be allowed in sports? Or is that something that we're going to keep out of the actual physical sports world, allow the play, keep it in the training and development world? My guess is that you're going to continue to have more and more technologies involved that will include in the game because the demand will be there. You have on the sidelines now in football games, you might have seen the iPad, Surface that Microsoft sponsors, Microsoft Surface, so the players can go and look at the plays in real time as they come off the field, what they did to correct it. It replaces essentially the old picture frames that you would see. Now you can see the live moving technology and pictures of the actual games, which I think is real interesting. Times there are glitches with it. When there's glitches with that system, both groups have to get shut down. But you get the ability for the smarter players to understand play-wise, what's going on. So I think that's real good. I guess it's going to be hard for me to get Rick on from this actual podcast. So unfortunately, we won't be able to have Rick on. Maybe we'll resume the show a little bit later today and cover it. But like I said, we're meeting to cover, develop the Sports Tech Guys Conference for you to bring together the best in sports and technology as only the Sports Tech Guys can, with me and Rick Saratella, because of the fact that we have such a big base and we can't wait to do it. So right now we're on. Make sure you check out at NUC Football, at Sports Tech Guys, and see what we're covering, technology space. And join us on our Facebook platform, Sports Tech Guys. Post the latest in technology on there. Soon coming our website, sportstechguys.com, and our conference, soon to be announced, technology. And if you have that, please either tweet me at NUC Football or at Sports Tech Guys or Rick Saratella at NFL Draft Bible so we could know what your technology is that's changed the sports space for a whole different level. On the analytics side, a couple things I think are interesting. Catapult Sports, they landed their first NFL team. They landed their first high school football team this year. So it's into the high school sports space. That's only going to continue to explode. Another topic that we didn't cover very much in football, but I think is real interesting, Dartmouth football last year for the first time utilized robotic technology as tackling dummies in order to increase the level of tackling they can do in practice without having to tackle another physical human being to improve their technology. And they're among the interviews. I expect that to continue to develop and become more of the norm because from a technology standpoint, it allows you to simulate close to what it's like with a movement standpoint for a real person without the overall impact and danger of the unknown of another individual. The other thing I thought that was real interesting last week, we covered with Rock Solid Helmets, which does the 7-on-7 helmets, rugby helmets, but their helmets are really specifically for football. They have the under-shoulder pads, which allows you to now, from a technology standpoint, go ahead and tackle without having full pads on. People that are looking to do the rugby tackle, it allows them to do that in a manner that's never been done before. So I wanted to cover and get around the horn from a technology standpoint, cover a few things, and me and Rick will get back on tomorrow at 12 p.m. We'll be live, and hopefully later today we'll have some time where we could do some more recapping ourselves. For the Sports Tech Guys, Dave Schumann here, Rick Saratella. We'll see you tomorrow. Signing off. We'll talk to you real soon.